that the marijuana industry is already one of the fastest growing businesses in the United States? In fact, it generated $10.8 billion in sales in 2015. With the right knowledge, expertise, iron willpower, and discipline, a marijuana business may already be the best answered prayer for you. If you are wondering whether or not marijuana business is right for you, there is a need for you to take a closer look on the following details. For your additional information, there are already more than 24 states that have legalized the use of marijuana, particularly in application in medicine. With that being said, states such as Alaska, Colorado, and Washington have permitted the use of cannabis. Apart from that, there is also an evident support that is being directed to decriminalization. Do keep in mind that there are lots of companies that are already on the verge of startup, and they are small. What does it imply? It means that they are not financially capacitated enough to pay high amount of salaries. Now that you are considering a marijuana business for your venture, you have to keep in mind that there are still a number of things you have to take into account. Insecurity. Applicants who prize stability may prefer to look for employment in other places. Do take note that working in this type of business commands people with the sheer ability to go with the flow. As it has been stressed by the experts, there is no shadowing or job internships. With that in mind, it is either you have to sink or swim. There is no denying the fact that you would go for the latter, right? So there is a need for you to do your homework before you give your nod to the marijuana business. In the long run, you have to keep in mind that in spite of the sheer promises this type of industry may have, there are still challenges that you have to take on. Cash rules. Just in case you are not aware, there are lots of marijuana businesses that are all cash enterprises. What is the reason behind this? This is because financial institutions tend to become leery when it comes to permitting them to have bank accounts, considering their legal status and at the same time the uncertainty. In addition to that, cash payrolls also generate tax accounting issues for lots of companies. For this reason alone, there is no doubt that it increases the level of risks, especially with regard to frauds and mistakes. In spite of the fact that many marijuana establishments do not initially provide benefits such as health insurance, there are already many dedicated companies that are providing them. Liking the product. Marijuana establishments tend to choose employees who are fond of using their products. According to experts, these companies have the need to remember that they are working in a very professional setting. As you can see, there are lots of possibilities that you can expect from the marijuana industry. However, this venture is not a laughing matter, so you have to ponder both sides of the equation before you get started. How to open a pot dispensary. Determine whether or not it is legal to set up a marijuana business in your area. As a rule of thumb, you have to make sure that you adhere to the rules and laws in your area before you get started. As of now, there are many states that have already legalized the operation of marijuana business. However, you must have a sensitive understanding that the laws also differ by city and country. With this in mind, you can get started by means of checking out the Department of Health Services in your area. After that, you have to consult your municipal offices in order to discern whether or not you are legally allowed to operate this type of business in your city. Research local zoning laws. Since a marijuana dispensary is considered a business, it is a must that the location must be in a commercial zone. Hence, there is a need for you to obtain appropriate permits along with other documents in order to get through. Know whether you are a good candidate in running a pot dispensary. You should know from the very start that there is a considerably significant degree of risk that is involved in operating this type of business, not to mention federal illegality. You might also deal with social stigma, as well as difficulty when it comes to securing employees. Although it feels good to be the boss of your own company, you must be aware of